It's not by might. What does that mean? Like the sample he gave, that our gene was made with a particular capacity. Is that not true? Nobody used to hear. When God gave birth to you, when you are born of God, you have the nature of God in you. That means what? Sister body girl. You know, since Tuesday night is a wonderful day. We have many bad days just falling to Tuesday. Mommy, pastor, Tuesday. Sister Ufot, M.M. Ufot, Tuesday. Sister Tunde Oloko, Yoke, Tuesday. Thursday. No, so we have Tuesday, Thursday. So it's all service day. So we are ready to, after service, we can waste more. That's what I've been seeing. I don't know what will happen tonight. Elder Loco. So, are we called to obey the word or are we called to do the word? We are doers of the word. We are born that way. Anybody, I'm born that way. So when we look at spiritual development, what are we looking at? Spiritual development. When we say we grow spiritually, Grandmama, come and cut this your dust time from here. Praise the Lord. When we say spiritual development, when we say spiritual development, what we have looked at tonight says you are called to do. You are born as obedient children. In the Old Testament, they are required to do. And none of them can do it. They all fail. But being born again, you have the nature of God. What does that mean? Sister Joke Oloko, being born again, you have the nature of Christ. What does that tell us? Yes, ma'am. The nature of God means you have the life of God. What does that mean? You have the life of God. You carry His glory. You carry His glory. Life of God. Nature of God. Help your wife. You have the nature of God. You have the life of God. What does that mean in a day-to-day life? What does that mean? You are born of God by nature. You are born of God. You have the life of God. What does that mean, sir? Every day of your life, you showcase His glory. Let's come lower. Who can help us lower? When somebody say, I'm alive, what are the attributes that somebody has and you say is alive? Or what makes a man different from a goat or an animal? What are the attributes or what we can call characteristics of a living human being compared to a dead animal or an animal? Who's helping us? So when we say we have the nature of Christ, we have the life of Christ, what are we saying? Dickiness get with man. You have His ability. One, let us look at ability. When you say you have God's ability, what is that saying to us? You have God's ability. You have God kind of faith. You have God kind of faith. Is that true? Is that very true? Because you are born of God. Your spirit man exactly look like Christ. Do you hear that? Your spirit man, your real man. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives where? In the body. Your spirit man looks exactly like Christ. Is that true? So when you say you have His ability, what does that tell us? In day-to-day life, I have His ability. I have His ability. I want to look at ability. When you hear ability, what does that tell you, man? Ability. I can do what He can do. I can do all things through Christ, who is my strength. So when you look at the mirror of God's word, you are a doer. You know you have His ability. Say, sin shall not have dominion over me. So I have the ability to live above sin. Why? I'm born of God. I have the nature of God in my inner man. Is that true? Say, neighbor, I have his ability. In the morning when you wake up, you cannot say, I'm weak. In the morning, you cannot say, my body is paining me. Why? You have his word. But when you feel pain in your body, how do you react? Suppose you wake up in the morning and you feel pain in your body. What is that telling you? Who's helping me? Let me ask you then, Pastor. When you feel pain in your body, you wake up in the morning and your back, you feel a back pain. You feel your body looking one kind, doing one kind. Children, Pastor. That's a mirage. That's a lie. It cannot be true. Let God be true and everything be what? Be lying. Then how do you enforce God's word in your life? You are a doer of the word. How do you enforce the word? How do you enforce it? How do you conform to the image of who you are? You don't stay on the bed and say, I want to make sure this my body adjusts more. What must you do? You must leave that bed. You must take advantage of what it says you are. We can boldly say, Hebrews is that. Say, the love is my what? So I can boldly say. That's why in the Bible. If you don't know the scripture, then you don't know anything. Because you look at the mirror of the world. And then you see yourself in the world. Then you confess what the world tells you, not what you feel. Not your dream, not your feeling, not your vision. You look at the word. If you don't know the word, how can you confess what you don't know? Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. My display is working. Samson display. Open your Bible to Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. That's your Bible. In your phone? Okay, it's allowed. If it's on in your phone, it's in your iPod. Not iPod, but in your iPad. If I just say amen, I'm talking as a pastor. I'm blessing you. I'm lifting it higher and higher for you. It says your bag. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, who's helping me to read Hebrews 13, 5 and 6? Be content with something that you have. For he has said. Who said that? For he has said. Who said that? What did God say? I will never leave you or forsake you. Why did he say that? So that what? You may say it weakly. You may say, I think I'm strong now. I think I'm getting better. So that you can what? Boldly say what? What are you boldly saying? The reason why God said that you are fruitful is that you can boldly say what? I'm fruitful. The reason God says you are a success, you're not trying to be a success. Anybody, I'm not trying to be a success. Are you sure? Nobody don't believe it. You're not trying to be a success. Why? Who knows that sister or mom? Why are you not trying to be a success? Why are you not struggling to be a success? Why are you not striving to be? Why are you not working hard to be? Why? I know you are a success, but why? I say, I must be a why. I know you are a success, but I must be a why. Okay, let me help somebody. Who can do it better? You are born, though. Can we cry for her? You know, that's what I want to hear. I'm a man. I'm not trying to behave like a man. I'm not trying to sit down and cross my leg like this as a woman. I'm not doing that. I sit down like Brother Tunde like this, throw my leg anyhow. But see a woman consciously, when she sit down anywhere, that's the way they sit. Why? By nature. They just do it by nature. It's in their consciousness. They are born that way. They are trained that way. You know, they're not trying to have all the figures. You know, men are just blank. You know, when God made women, he made them beautifully. They are born that way. They are born that way. So, when you, but for a woman to take advantage of the way she was born, she must behave and be conscious of that. Is that not true? No, some people, they call them tomboy. I don't know that you call it tomboy. You know some girls, maybe in their family, they are four boys there, and they have a single girl. Before you know it, how will she be behaving? Because all around are boys. So the day she meets other people, they be wondering, they are a tomboy. Because that's the way our thinking is like that. You know, the biggest thing in this thing is if you hear God's word and God's word does not affect your thinking, it's useless. When we say spiritual development, it's not about what is in the black and white. It's the level of how you can embrace what God declares about you and take advantage of that life and live that life. Don't live like ordinary man who is not born again. If your thinking is like that, your experience will be like that. So when you look at the word of God, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 8, what is there? 2 Corinthians 3 18. 2 Corinthians 3 18. 2 Corinthians 3 18. Your Bible, sir. You don't have, I can give you one. I have some I can spare. 2 Corinthians 3 18, then 4. But we all with what? With open face. We all with open face. We all with what? Open face. Say neighbor, open face. When you say open face, that means what? We all with open face. Some people, they have veiled faces or a veiled heart. Bible says if this gospel is hidden, it's because the God of this world has what? Has what? Put a veil. Some Christians today, they are still veiled. They are not looking with open face. They are in the Old Testament, though they are Christian. In the Old Testament, there's a veil between the altar of God, Holy of Holies, and the what? And the altar. And the high priest has to go under the veil. Some Christians today, they are still having the veil. Where are they living? In the Old Testament. So they say, but you with an open face, the veil has been torn apart. Continue, sir. You behold as in a mirror the what?
The glory of God.
What do you look at in God's word? What do you look at in God's word? When you look at God's word, what do you see there? What do you see there? No. What do you see when you look at God's word? Is that true? I'm too sure if I ask some of the us who are women here to open your bag, there must be a mirror in your bag. If you don't have a mirror in your bag, can I say, I know. You're a lady, you have a bag and no mirror there. Let me see how many of you. One. I mean, every other fellow, they have mirrors in their bags. Ah, what a beautiful. Okay, you have mirror in your back. Can I see your hand up? You have mirror, you look at. I trust you, you must have. I know you must have. I know you. Who has a very big mirror in our bag? Can I see the biggest mirror? I want to see the biggest mirror. Can I see? Pull out your mirror. Let me see. The one in your back. Can I see? I'm a pastor now. I'm allowed. Be very fast. Let me see the biggest mirror here. You don't have mirror in your bag? Ah, you, let me see your mirror. Let me see your, put your mirror out. I mean, pastor, put your mirror out. I want to see your mirror tonight. Ah, you know, are you shy? Is it a crime?
You are a lady now. You are born that way. It's not your fault.
Men don't want to. I just do like this. And even they come on bath, they don't look at the mirror. They just do like this. And go to. But women cannot do that. like Samson. I cannot. That one day, you know, just go to bedroom and go out. Can I see your mirror? Well, that's a good one. A good one. Can I see your own? No, I know you have now. But look at your face. I know you have mirror. that's just tiny. Who has a better one? That's very strong. I know for, because it's big. It's tiny. Okay, bring this one. The bigger. You know what? That's the bigger one. Okay, thank you. That's your own. Okay, see, I know. Praise the Lord. Imagine your own. Okay, it's very smart. You know, it's good to be smart. So when you do it in the car, nobody will see you. They will think you are looking at your phone, self. You just do like this. See what God what is saying. Read again for us. We, with an unveiled face, open face, we look at the mirror. When we look at the mirror, Bible say we see the glory of God. You understand that? Do you understand that? Sir, do you understand that? Can you explain to me? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's very good. That's very good, but I will make it a bit easier for you. Come, my sister, come. Bible says, see me carefully, think very well about it. I say, when you look at the mirror of God's word, it says you see the glory of God. Who is here? Who is here? Who is here? He is God's glory. When you look at the mirror, the fellow you see is the glory of God. You do understand that. There's no way you can talk about yourself any other way than God has called you. When you look at the mirror of God's word, you see the glory of God. When you look at the physical mirror, you see yourself. When you look at the mirror, that means you are the one who is the. No, some people cannot say it very well. They are not too sure. Ah, it's a pastor. Are you sure? Yesterday I took a beer and bought you just one. You know, the weather was cold and I just do. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Praise God, somebody. You know, if you have understanding of God's word, it will transform your life. Because you will live like a lady. That will not struggle to be a lady. They are born that way. You will live your life based on who you are. So when you look at the mirror, you see the glory of God. So who are you? Continue where you are reading. We are with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. I change into the same image. So, how do you get changed, Sister Rose? If you want to be changed, what is the best way to be changed? If you understand what we have read, you are not following me. Let me ask somebody that can help me. Yeah. By continually looking, the more you look, the more you are what? You are changed. When we say looking here, the more you contemplate, the more you meditate, the more you live in the consciousness. That's why a Christian cannot afford. Anybody, a Christian is too expensive. If you spend your time with the world, I tell my children the things. There's some terrible DVDs that are 8 seasons. Some are 3 hours, 4 hours. Well, am I? And some can take a whole day. And if you look at those things, if you spend 8 hours with those images, what are you doing? You are exposing your spirit man to what? And what happens? You are changed. See the trouble. You are changed. I said, my children, I said, see, do you want to be a boxer or a fighter? I said, no. Then why are you spending so much time looking at those who are fighting? Am I going somewhere tonight? But look at spiritual development. So, if you want to be transformed to the image you are looking at, the more you look at it, the more you are what? It's not difficult. So if you see a Christian who doesn't read his Bible for a week, what's going to happen to that Bible, to that Christian? Who's helping me? Just 1 week. It's I'm on holiday. We're looking at spiritual development. We're looking at what makes a Christian live a life of Christ. Because you are born that way. Say, anybody, I'm born that way. He said, holy brethren, partakers of heavenly calling. Who is holy brethren? Can I see your hand up, holy brethren? Put it far above your head. Holy brethren, above your head. I want to see on holy people. On the only ones. That's very good. When they say holy brethren, what is that telling you? Holy brethren. Because you are born that way. Are you not born that way? God, your father, is holy. Is he not holy? If he gives birth, will he give birth to unholy people? So if you are holy, naturally, sin and yourself, you don't have contact. Is it not? But I'm just born holy. And the more you look at yourself as holy brother or holy sister, the more you think about that, the more you separate yourself from the world, because that's who you are. Praise God, somebody. I don't know anybody about you. You have put on a pure white dress before. And somebody is frying dodo, especially with palm oil. What do you do? Holy. What do you do? Why are you staying away? Because you are conscious you are wearing what? A white dress. If you are wearing black dress, what will you do? Even if you didn't come, is there an issue? As you look into the mirror of God's word. So if you don't look into the mirror of God's word, what happens? Automatically, we will conform to the world. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12 and 2. Thank you so much for your lovely mirror. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I do what? I beg of you, therefore, brethren. By what? By what? To do what? Present your body. Present. Who will present your body? If you say, God, make me humble. Is that prayer? Who will present your body? The idea is who? The me is who? The I is who? The me is who? The spirit. The one who has the nature of God. The one who is inside. The trouble we have is not with the devil. When he says spiritual warfare, what is spiritual warfare? What's spiritual warfare? Who can tell us what we mean by spiritual warfare? Yes, sir. Can you give us any spiritual verse to support it? Spiritual warfare. Any of my leaders here who can help me? Casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against what God's knowledge. That's why in the Bible, Ephesians 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 down. Let me go there. I'm going somewhere tonight. I want to. The real work is two things: is to present your body and to renew your mind. Say, neighbor, present your body. And number two, renew your mind. Say, I beg of you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a holy what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Please, everybody look at me. As we look into the mirror, we are changed. So if you spend your time with the news, NTA News, an hour, STB News, an hour, CNN News, 3 hours, which one again now? BBC News, our channel. And then you expose yourself to all those news. And in the world, what makes news is a negative thing. Is that not true? Is that not true? Most news that make news is the negative things. They won't say breaking news, somebody just, they pray for somebody in the church, it's a blind fellow and his eyes are open. Would they put that as breaking news? Why would they put that as breaking news? They just bump around, bump a place. One plane fall somewhere. One man die somewhere. And you expose yourself to all those news. You say, now even with, it make it worse now. They show some picture of some children with in their hand viruses. They now use something to see their... So what are they all those things telling you? What are they feeding you? They are feeding your spirit, man. The enemy is contesting something. What is he trying to do? He's trying to feed you. Faith comes by hearing. And unbelief comes by what? Fear comes by what? So if you present your body to television 18 hours, especially to, you know, in Hollywood, they made a study. You know, American culture is changing very fast. Do you know that? And it's affecting the rest of the world. Is that true? You are not following what you are talking about. Hollywood is number one money spinner in also entertainment. Is that not true? Do you know how much it's worth? Google it one day and say how much it's worth. And in America, they asked a question. They did the questionnaire, a survey. Students, are you listening to me? Teens, are you hearing me? Youth, are you hearing me? 85% of American people believe there's God. They may not serve him, but they know there is. Just believe that's what? There's God. 5% say, we don't care. We don't know, but there's no God. Only 5%. Hollywood. In that place, they did an interview. 5% of them believe there is God. 95% does not agree there's any God. And Hollywood is feeding America with what? So much junk. That somebody say among them, we want to change the culture of America. By what? Power of what? Media. Tell me about media. Before in America, they say in God we trust. In America, they pray in their schools. All those things are becoming to what? Eroded one by one. Even now in some state in America, in some state, if two men walk to your church and say, "Pastor, join us in holy matrimony," and you say, "No, I will not join you," you may go to jail. Some states have signed a law. They call it hate law. Hate, where you are trying to isolate. And even in America, if you give them free food, you know, most people, like we do free food like this, you cannot preach to them. No matter coming for your free food, you are not allowed to give them tract or preach. You can only give them food and let them go. What has happened over the years, their culture has changed through the power of the media. Is that not true? So much violence in America, so much rape, so much people shooting, because an average American kid, by age 7, he has watched almost 2 billion of violence on TV. What you see, as you behold in the mirror, you are changed. Are you hearing me, somebody? So what is the real spiritual warfare? What you expose yourself to is the real spiritual warfare. It's not the devil. Am I communicating tonight? Are you hearing me tonight? So I beg of you, present your body and renew your mind. You see now, I want to tell you a bit of my story tonight. The way you're doing your eyes is wonderful. Yes, wonderful. You know, sir, in primary school, I don't know how to read book. You know, in primary school those days, all we just do is that we go to school, we go to lesson. From lesson, we get home, we throw our box under the bed, we watch television, we sleep, we wake up. It's only on the weekends, my other ones, when they are at home and they hear your noise, they say, "My friend, timetable, read 2 to 12. You must know everything offered. If you miss anyone, you can you." So in my house, all of us were very good in mass. All of us. Except on few ones. All of us. Because that's the punishment. You must times one, two times, three times, four times, no, 12. So if you want to escape the noise, everything must be. Are you hearing me sometime? Are you hearing me? And I entered secondary school, an average student, very average. When I say average, when we have class of 30, you know, those days we have 6 arms, 30 or 40 in a class. At least between 1 to 10, I will make one. Between 7 and 10, I will be, you know, those days we have a combined position. Yes, yeah, in the 70s, I mean. If they combine all the 6 arms together, then I'm going to around 25 or around 30. Combine. I have a cousin, I call her a cousin, in that same school. She's a girl. She always number one, first. So whenever we meet, she normally catch me. Because she's a lady now. In all the combined classes, she'll be number one. And me, your brother. I'll be what? Around 26, 27. At least I say I try small. Among 180. But when I come near her, she will catch me small. And someone just told me, just point on somebody, just say, Tosin, if you look at this, your book better, you can change things. He spoke with me for like 5 minutes, only like 5 or 10 minutes, I can't even remember. And I now thought, let me give it a trial. Let me expose myself to this book small. So when I enter secondary school, in my class one, we have a block called H block. In that H block, in the afternoon, we boys, what do? Football. It's always empty. But because somebody told me, I want to make a trial. So I will go there in the afternoon with my book. And all the H block, those H block, we have at least roughly like 15 classes, 15 or more, or 20. You can only count like 5 people or 4 in the afternoon. Where are the rest? Other boys now, if I'm one, what are you doing? But because somebody just told me a story, I just said, let me give it a trial. So I will carry all the books, I'll look at them. I read page 1, read page 2, read page 3.
Finish this one.
Just read like that.
Every day. Think about every day.
I found that. What am I trying to do?
As you do what? Open behold. As what? In the mirror.
What do you become? You are changed. Before I knew it, in the exam, when they asked any question, I would just answer everything because what I've been doing every day, I just write down everything. Then I will leave. I never knew anything has changed to me, but I found out that I can just write down everything and leave the exam all, no issue. So in my class, in that 1D then, I remember 1D, in the first exam we did, out of 13 subjects, I was able to lead like 11 or 12. And the other one, I came second. I was wondering what happened. From 25, 26, jump to what? What happened to me? As I look, think about looking. I hope you are anime children today. If I want to, it's not so difficult. So, anything you want to become in life, what do you do? You expose yourself to somebody who is successful in that area. It's too important. It's a law. Does anybody say law? I have a friend in university then. When you enter UFA, those days he was making an average of D and E. Even was almost thrown out. We call it route one. But in his part three and part four, this guy will make a boast. If I do any course, I will make an A. I mean any course. To chop his GPA, he was going to take courses in art anywhere. He would make an A. Therefore, as we look. So, if you want to be a good Christian, what do you do? Just look. Because as you behold, you are seeing yourself in that place. If the Bible say you are delivered, say neighbor what? I'm delivered. Don't let any man tell you are oppressed and depressed by the devil. It's not true. I had a discussion. Somebody said, you know, what is happening to you? You need the deliverance minister to pray for you. I laughed. They said, this word you are confessing may not be efficacious in us. I laughed. I said, babes in the Lord. He sent forth his word, and his word healed them, and his word delivered them from what? Only if you expose yourself. What are you exposing yourself to? That's the issue in life. That's all. If you spend your time like the way the world people are dressing, before long you will dress like them. Is that not true? You will talk like them. And what affects them will affect you, though you are born again. So I'm saying that, say I'm a success. People you say I'm a success. People you hear, people you expose yourself to are to what? Important in your life. Say, my son, attend to my words. Incline what? For their life unto those that do what? And the last one? Some people cannot say anything, but they don't know. If you don't know, that means you are not exposing yourself to God's word. If you don't expose yourself to God's word, you cannot be the word. We are born of God's word. Say, I'm born of God's word. He said, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold the glory as of only begotten of the Father, full of what? So if God's word is successful and you are born of God's word, what are you? Say, I'm a success. So we don't obey. We do the work because that's who we are. Say, but that's who I am. I'm here to start what I plan for tonight. But I'm just trying to say some few things that qualify who is a spiritual fellow. Who is spiritual? Who is helping me? When you say a man is spiritual, what are the things we see in a man's life? Blah, blah, as we say, is spiritual. What are the traits of a spiritual man? It's a blessing. Okay, who knows? A sister that knows. Sister, you okay? Ah, it's a blessing. You have spent too much. The fellow must possess nine fruit of the Spirit. Is that true? Is that true? I think every Christian that is born again possess all the nine fruit of the Spirit. Am I? Is that true? Everyone is born again. I said, okay, what's that? What are the nine fruits? Love, honesty, long suffering, allow. Well, the way you began, I know you cannot get it right. No, for you say it even in the normal Bible way. Love, joy, peace. And at least start that one so you can now move to honesty, long suffering later. Or else you just miss the whole thing. We have love, joy, peace. Okay, who wants to try? Everyone is born. Okay, thank you, my dear. The things that we know it, but they did very, very well on Sunday. Yeah, tell me. They did very well. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long suffering, gentleness, temperance, self control. Critical for her. You know, the things that we know it. Everyone who is born again, you are born of God's Spirit. Is that not true? You are born of the Holy Ghost. That means all those nice gifts are where? But is it manifesting in every life? Or ask yourself, is it manifesting in my life? Are they all Monday, Okada man, eat your car? You just put this tie small. So, are those traits of spiritual fellow? Anyone, do you all agree with her? Do you all agree with her that those nice spiritual gifts must manifest in a spiritual man? Is that true? They're not sure. Is that true? Is that title? Is that T? Is that true? All the nine must manifest. Is that true? Somebody say no. Okay, one no. Anybody else? I say no. The spiritual gifts must manifest. The spiritual fruit must manifest in a spiritual man. Somebody say no. Somebody say yes. Yes, can I see your hand up? No, only sir, let me hear you. No. Yeah. Can we say all the fruits are manifesting in us? Can we say all the fruits are manifesting? No. No. There are two things. Somebody, we are all spirit beings. Are we all spiritual? There are two different things. All are spirit beings. Are we all spiritual? Do you get? No, there are two different things, sir. We are all spirit beings. But are we all spiritual? Okay, so let's go to our time. There are difference between spiritual and spirit being. All of us are spirit being. Whether you are born again or you are not born again, you are spirit being. You know it's true. Whether you are born again or not born again, you are what? You are spirit being. That means you are eternal. But if you are born again, what happens to you? You have the nature and the life of God in you. You are born of God. You are born of love. God is love. So your nature is what? Love. Love, joy, peace, they're all there. Locked up in the inside. But you must manifest it. And it says, I beg of you, brethren, present your body a what? Living sacrifice. And number two, with your mind. What must you do with your mind? Renew your mind. And I've told you how to renew your mind. What you expose yourself to affects your mind. Three things are gateway to your mind. Three things. Actually, two are basically. One is just what are the basic two? Gateway to your mind. Sight and what? So if I see what you see and what you hear, I can predict your tomorrow. If I see what you spend your time looking at, if you are watching pornography, either on the internet or your phone, you can predict what we do. Why? Why? You have been transformed. You have been changed. Whether you believe it or not, to the image you are what? Exposing yourself to. That's a serious matter. Very, very serious. Even if you're a Christian. So what must you do?
Like David said, I made a what? Covenant with what? My eyes. Why should I do what? Why should I contemplate on a maid?
Because these things are the gateway the enemy will use. Spiritual warfare is not the shouting against the devil. To send your body, renew your mind. When you say renew your mind, think in line with what God says you are. If God says, and God shall supply all your need, what would your mouth say? Your mouth can never say, I'm in lack. Your mouth can never say, I'm struggling. Your life can never say, Nigeria is broke and I'm finished. You can never say those things. Why? All the time, the Lord God shall supply all my needs according to what? A spiritual man is known by what? The utterances of his mouth. If a man is able to do what? Bridle his tongue, is able to do what? Control the whole body. If you cannot, if your tongue is not communicating God's word, then you are not what? Spiritual. That's not true. Who is spiritual? Romans 8:14. What is there? As many as are led, they are what? Sons of God. How do you know that sister is your wife? You say, I dreamt. I saw myself and yourself in a white garment. And we are marching toward the altar. Is that how to be led? That has to be led. But can you be led by God's Spirit if you are not exposing yourself to the Word of God? Who is spiritual? When you are born again, how do you know you are born again? The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are what? So if the most plant in your life is being led, guided by what? God's Spirit. How will you be led in every area of life? By what? Primary way is what? Inner witness. Say never inner witness. And God wants to lead you in every area of your life. But one day, He wants to lead you in your businesses. Say never in your businesses. In your careers. In all you do in life. And if you can master that, He say it will lead you to be great in life. And next week I will begin to work on that. But the first thing I'm trying to establish tonight is that how to renew your mind. Anybody renew your mind? Some of you tonight, you must make a decision to cut off your exposure to TV and some funny videos. They will not help your life. I want to beg you, twins, youths, even some adults. I know a minister of friend of mine is very spiritual, is a man of respect. But one day I saw him with some pornographic films, and I was afraid. With what? He's married. You know, some people they see believe that even after marriage, they just want to learn some things so with their wives. Ah, you open your mouth. It's true, I'm telling you the truth. The truth. Immediately I saw it with him, I knew that if care is not taken, this man will not make it. And today, he's not in the ministry. He's a lot anointed. Fire for God, on fire. Called. Through his ministry, the lame has walked. Things have happened. But he could not self-control and discipline. Some people is food. They can eat any. Oh my God. Just bring food like this. They are gone. So who is spiritual? The one who can control his body. Control the eyes. Control the hearing. And what? Appetite. Say three things. Control what? Control your what? And what? Are you blessed tonight? You know, so it may not look spiritual what I'm telling you, but anyone that will not obey what I said tonight, write it down. The fellow cannot last as a Christian. I'm telling you, you cannot make it. I want to beg you, brethren, especially youth, you can go very far. It's not difficult at all. You have many things that can go very far. Who are your friends? What are you watching? That's all. If you change, I would say, as you behold in the mirror, you are what? You are changed. I want to beg you, brethren, spiritual life is a discernible decision. Some friends will not help you. What do you do to them? Pew. It's your life to live. Say, my son, attend to what? My words. Incline your ear to what? For they are life. Say, guard your heart with what? For out of your heart are the issues of life. If you expose your life to fear of Boko Haram, fear of armed robbers, what will happen? Fear will grip your heart. And you're out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. And what you speak will bind your life. Then you will be a kind of fellow. Say, anybody, my sources. Anybody, I'm spiritual. I'm born of God. I cannot be sick. I'm dead to sickness. I'm dead to fear. I'm dead to failure. My tomorrow is very great. My tomorrow is very great. Look at your neighbor and say, my tomorrow is very great. Are you sure? Are you sure? When your heart can say that without any scratch, it will generate for you what you are saying. You are born a success. You are born of God. You are born above sin. You are born above devil. Devil is far under your feet. Say, neighbor, where's the devil? Then you will tread upon serpent and scorpion, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. No weapon formed in hell, anywhere, against you can ever prosper. No uncle, no baba con in village or out of village can ever harm you. If only you don't expose your mind to demonic words. Then my life is hid in Christ in God. Then I'm untouchable. You cannot harm me. Say, touch not my anointed. To my prophet, say, I'm God's anointed. Say, I'm God's prophet. Say, my life is hid in Christ in God. The blood of the Lord mark my body, mark my life. I'm saved, I'm delivered, I'm free, I'm blessed, I'm favored. I'm going somewhere. Be on your feet tonight. I don't want to add tonight, I just share some thoughts with you. But if I were you, I will expose myself to the word of God. I will take it very seriously. I know as I look in the mirror of God's word, I'm changed.